from the Mercy One Studio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Making It Personal is provided by Serra Vocations Ministry. Learn more at joinserra.org.
Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson on Iowa Catholic Radio and iowacatholicradio.com.
Welcome to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins with the Diocese of Des Moines. On today's show, we're visiting with Joe Stopulis about the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference happening tomorrow morning at the Embassy Suites in downtown Des Moines. But before we get to today's interview, let's find out what's on the Bishop's mind.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning. So much happening this marvelous time of the year, and the school year is winding down. State track meet in town and everything else. We're celebrating baccalaureate masses. I was at St. Albert's Catholic School and on Wednesday night in Council Bluffs for their 39 graduates. It was a beautiful mass and chance to be with everyone as well. We look forward to being with Dowling Catholic High School next week for their baccalaureate mass too. So we had a little fun with them and laughed a lot. Benchmark anniversaries, Father Aquinas Nickel at the Basilica of St. John celebrated his 40th plus. He had to wait a year, as we many of us have, for different events, for coronavirus and everything else. But a splendid liturgy on Sunday, and just to show his kind of self-effacing way, he gave a great shout-out to Monsignor Larry Beeson, who would have celebrated his 60th last year. So these are just kind of signature moments and these pillars of the diocese and their dedication of their priesthood in so many ways, how it really lifts us up. And so this weekend and on Saturday, the six men and their spouses, but the men who are in formation for the transitional diaconate, will take another step forward as they will be instituted as acolytes. So we kind of think of the role of altar servers, but this kind of formalizes this approach to the altar, the lifting of the cup, and a whole Eucharistic orientation and service for them. So very beautiful, too. Kind of on our communal level, maybe just one more note of the Cathedral of St. Ambrose Parish, of which obviously I'm affiliated a little bit. We said farewell to Marjorie Ann Fenn this past week, who died suddenly the previous week. What a dedicated organist and just a great woman of faith who brought God's compassion to the grieving, but also joy and celebratory spirit with her great musical gifts and her deep faith. And she had planned her own music for her funeral liturgy, not knowing she, you know, she by all rights was in great health at age 74, but then passed suddenly. And so maybe just kind of reminded us that maybe we help our families by planning our funeral liturgies. And her musical selections were sublime. Gabriel's song from the movie The Mission, For All the Saints, and other pieces that musicians who really feel her loss acutely, I think we're kind of lifting her up in that way, too. Our Iowa legislature finally concluded its session. Iowa Catholic Conference was weighing in on different matters, and some things went the way that we were hoping, and so we're grateful that, you know, the collaboration, our kind of advocate, Tom Chapman, who represents us for the Iowa Catholic Conference, and so some things that passed, notably the Protect Life Amendment, kind of at the last hour, was passed by both houses of our Iowa legislature. The kind of first round of this constitutional amendment on abortion to state that the Iowa Constitution is abortion neutral. And we know that the Supreme Court kind of took it matters into their own hands, rather taking things from away from the people of Iowa. This will give the opportunity for the legislature to vote again in either 2023 or 2024, and then it would go to a vote of the people of Iowa. So that would allow Iowa to be truly united with whatever comes down on the federal level or the U.S. Right. Supreme Court, too. So I think a positive step forward, but obviously a lot of work to go on that way. Other matters that we're happy about, I think in terms of support for our schools and all that is going on with that, the ways in which the support for the school tuition organization, Catholic tuition organization, tax credit went up to 75%. Tuition and textbook tax credit went from $250 to $500 a person. So we see other things in terms of the social services that were there. Telehealth payment parities for counseling centers, obviously Catholic Charities in the pandemic, we anticipate, you know, the need will be ever greater for mental health support in that way. Sales tax exemption for food banks and pantries, and phasing out the loss of eligibility to families for child care assistance with family income levels so that the cliff effect will not take place. And so I think many things were good. It was kind of a disappointment right at the end about the mask, you know, removal of that prohibition. But we got a great guest coming up, so I better be quiet here.
We're going to take a quick break and return. We'll welcome Joe Stopulis to talk about the Iowa Catholic Men's Conference tomorrow morning. You listen to Iowa Catholic Radio. Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. For Bell Construction.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. On today's show, we're visiting with Joe Stockless, who's here to tell us about everything we need to know about tomorrow's Iowa Catholic Men's Conference.
Good morning, and it's so nice to be in studio here as well. And Joe, I don't need to introduce you to Iowa Catholic Radio, Spirit Catholic Radio listeners. Whose show is this? Is this your show or my show? I can't remember.
You know? I love being the guest. I love not having to run this thing. This is great.
Well, you know, knowing you, with your dynamic way, people will be wondering at the end of this interview as well. But in this year of St. Joseph, you know, you're anointed. It all the more. I know you spoke to our diocesan clergy back in March, our clergy study day, the theme of St. Joseph, and so you're on fire for St. Joseph.
There's no pressure in that one. I remember getting the call from Father Chris, because I got a handful of St. Joseph talk calls.
Father Chris Rising.
And yes. Father Chris Rising called me and said, hey, you want to give a talk to St. Joseph? I'm like, oh, give him a tunnel? Yeah, I'm happy to give one. He goes, I said, okay. Who's making the decision? Like, which parish? He goes, well, it's me and the bishop and Father Dooley. I said, okay. I said, who's the audience? He goes, all the priests of the diocese. Said, give me time to think about this one, Father Chris. It's a little different audience than I'm used to speaking about.
Let me tell you, I was with our priest yesterday, and as much as it was goodwill and a great time of fraternity and reflection together, yeah, you got to gird your loins, you know, because I mean, the brothers don't brook fools lightly.
Oh, no.
You
know? Oh, no. It was a wonderful time, though. It was great, and John Leonetti did a great job in the afternoon. I thought it was a wonderful day.
If I recall, he talked a little bit about your own father, and you know.
I did. Well, I'll tell you. So I talked about my own father, my grandfather, and all these priests in my life who had made a difference in my life. Just talking about the power of fatherhood and spiritual fatherhood. And, you know, it was interesting. After I talked about a handful of these priests that I knew from the Davenport Diocese growing up, I was kind of just throwing names out. At lunch, a bunch of the priests of Des Moines came up to me and goes, you know this guy? You know, oh, he was one of my favorites. It was just a neat thing to see these connections that I didn't think they'd have because completely different dioceses, different eras. But yeah, that was fun.
You know, at the days when the four dioceses of Iowa, many of them sent their men to Mount St. Bernard Seminary in Dubuque, certainly my uncle, who was roommates with Father Frank Palmer, Father Ralph Symington, so Big Ralph and Monsignor, Father Frank Palmer, he's a more, you know, a potent package in small dimensions. But the alliances that were formed there as well and the connections there that are great fun. Men's conference coming up, and you as a father of five children, but also spiritual fatherhood. So a men's conference. This is the second one that's being held in the Des Moines area.
No, this is the second one that I'm working on. Yeah, so this is probably like 10th. I don't know the number. The first one was at Dowling. It was probably 10 years ago. I've made it to most of them, and that was, Deacon Tom was in charge of most of those, right? So he was he was looking to pass the reins, and that somehow. I got the reins. I don't know. I think it was a John Leonetti-inspired thing to say you're getting the reins.
Well, you're such a shy retiring
person. Exactly. but as you mentioned already, it's not like I don't have other things going on. But this is something that I do care deeply about. I mean, I love men's conferences. I do think – so I always use the analogy of, you know, faith is like a muscle. And this is kind of like a steroid shot. It just gets you really fired up to take you to that next level. And I've gone to other men's conferences out of Des Moines. And so this is the second one that – I guess my team is kind of taking over. And, you know, one of the major switches was to go to the embassy suites to do a few other things. And again, that's a lot of it's just feedback I'd seen from other places to see what's worked and what hasn't worked and kind of what I thought would fit best for Des Moines.
And talk about that, embassy suites. Why? Just because it's a larger venue, or maybe it's a little more neutral territory? Yep. Some men who might not be comfortable in a churchy setting?
100%. 100%. So there's a level of that for sure, right? So the ability to, if you're going to ask somebody who's maybe not in the church to come to St. Francis, that they might have a guard up against that. But if I say, hey, you're going to come listen to Gary Dolphin at the Embassy Suites, all of a sudden, it's a pretty easy invite. You know, we're trying to make it as easy as possible for a guy to grab another buddy of theirs at work or wherever else and just get them in there. We can take care of the rest. We just need people in there because the messaging is going to be great. Last year, Bishop, you were there. I mean, it was a wonderful celebration. Matt Campbell did a great job. I did an adequate job. But it was, again, I think all we needed was just to get the bodies there. And that Embassy Suites allows us to do that. It's centrally located. There's no excuse for driving. It's right off the interstate. And, oh, by the way, it's not a threatening thing to somebody who might not be. By the way, we really get the mass. It was a beautiful mass last year. The singing was great. We did as much as we could to make it feel beautiful because we want the liturgy to be beautiful. But that was definitely one of the reasons we went down. And then also another major switch was one of the largest men's conferences in the country is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is where I went to school. And they get like 3,000 people. It's huge. Wow. It's huge. But it runs – I went the whole thing. It went from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with two masses.
Wow.
It's 11. I mean, I love Jesus, but that's 11 hours. It's a lot. It's a lot of – I mean, it's just a lot of content. And so John and I both thought, you know, if we can just squeeze in mass, two good speakers, get everyone boosted, and then let them run, we can do that. And so I think last year's our first year doing it. We got really good feedback on, you know what, this is good. I'm a busy guy. I don't have 11 hours, but I got a half a day. I can fit out a morning. Especially, you know, me leaving my wife with five kids all day. That's not an easy ask. And so I think that was beneficial to a lot of the guys last year.
No, I think that's very discerning and insightful. And like you say, men's vocations, they have a lot of other commitments they have to honor. And when the church starts pulling people away from their primary obligations, I mean, we all need to take time to retreat and everything else, but sometimes it's kind of a mixed message that we're sending out then, you know, that takes priorities and can maybe even introduce a little bit of resentment from spouses and children.
Well, we actually got that. People were like, I can't go to the men's conference. I've got all these. So we actually talked about maybe doing daycare there kind of thing. That's still on the docket possibly in the future, but it's, that's a good thing that the men are understanding their primary vocation is to their wife and children. We're just trying to make it as easy as possible to balance those things.
Okay, well, let me know next year, you know, when I do confirmations, you know, I'll recruit some of those really confirmed offer daycare or other things as well there, too. But no, very good. And obviously, in the planning, not knowing where we'd be with all our protocols of the pandemic, much of that's been lifted now. Yeah. But you had really anticipated a larger venue, the opportunity for spacing. I remember last year it was very intimately close.
It was packed.
Huge hundreds of numbers, you know, but. And of course, Matt Campbell, Iowa State football coach, and his stock has only gone up since then. Yeah. So, you know, he's going to probably say, well, it was the men's conference that gave me that extra.
There's no question. There's no question that his success is directly linked to the men's conference invite.
You're still waiting for that thank you.
Exactly. Right? Someday it'll come. It'll come.
So, was there a sense that, well, we need to be ecumenical here? We dare, you know, the pendulum needs to swing from the Cyclone side of the house to the Hawkeye side?
Was there that's why we had to do it. There's no question we had to. No, it was Gary Dolphin was something we always talked about wanting to get. We always wanted Gary Dolphin. And this people who've listened to John's show, I've been on a couple times. So I interviewed Gary Dolphin like 4 years ago. He and my grandfather were friends. And he did a thing on a show on Veterans Day on my grandfather. It was an interview with my grandfather during the football game at halftime talking about D-Day. And my grandfather's captain.
Gosh.
Yeah, so we had this recorded interview. It's great. And so he always looked up to my grandfather because he's a big history buff, Gary Dolphin is. And so Father Zach Kautschke and I had on the show to talk about the greatest generation and what we can learn from them with fortitude and courage and all this other stuff. And people kept asking, is he even Catholic? I'm like, I don't care. We're going to talk about the greatest generation. He doesn't need to be Catholic. And we get about 10 minutes in this interview, and he starts going on a tangent about the Catholic Church and how great the Catholic Church is and daily mass going. And I'm like, it turns out he's not just Catholic, but he's very Catholic. But you already knew this.
Well, yes, and being posted at different places, you see him all around the greater Dubuque area at Mass. He's very, you know, again, low profile. He comes in, he prays, you know, but he is going to be there. He's there for the Triduum. He's, you know, takes in all the major feast days. So, you know, with all his travels and everything else, you know, he doesn't miss the Eucharist. And I think it'd be very exceptional if he misses a daily Mass. So this is something very authentic and comes from his heart and soul and the witness that he'll give. And how I think he can, you know, sometimes I give him a hard time about some of his jokes. You know, they push the edge of the envelope once in a while. There was a hospice fundraiser. fundraiser, and he does how many fundraisers?
That's crazy.
He just offers his time and his voice and his charism to draw people, and ultimately to draw people to Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's really the milieu which he's most comfortable as well. So Gary Dolphin obviously will be a keynote. Hopefully he doesn't take too many shots at you or me, you know. but again, thinking about, you know, here is his father died when he was young, so you know the sense 14. Of fatherhood that he received, and then his mother raising that large family with all those kids, and where Gary there, and yet somehow from other males he was able to come up with this kind of sense of fatherhood that he images, I think, in a beautiful way mm-hmm. too. So Gary, he's our keynote, mm-hmm. but also some others. Tim Jameson's
one of my very good friends, and I mentioned this on John's show. We did not plan on Pentecost being within the same 24-hour period as having Tim Jameson speak. Tim Jameson is a man on fire for the Lord. And so Tim is – last year when I spoke, we got a lot of people afterwards saying it's great to have a local person talk at these things mm-hmm. because they're going to show up in the pew on Sunday and people are going to see – people see that there's ordinary people living out their vocations. And so it was, okay, let's try to get another local person. And for us, the answer was pretty obvious. A lot of us on the steering committee know Tim, and he's kind of a spiritual father to a lot of us. He's a normal guy. He's got four kids, go to Dowling, you know, family man in West Des Moines, Iowa, goes to St. Francis. Tim grew up under the tutelage of Father Louis Graving, who is up in the Sioux City diocese. And Father Louis Graving's cause for canonization is up because he's got, I mean, he's hundreds of miracles attributed to him. And Tim got to be with him.
Famous for the West Bend Grotto.
West Bend Grotto as well, yes.
And just kind of insert a footnote there. I was leading again our holy hour at the Cathedral St. Ambrose at 5 p.m. on Mondays. Well, there was a group there from Oklahoma State University. The priest, the chaplain there, had led all these students after they'd concluded their exams on an upper Midwestern pilgrimage tour, and they had just come from West Bend. And so, you know, that phenomenal place, it's unlike any other. And
wow.
And they come to Des Moines on their way, and they partake in the time of adoration with us. So
what a cool trip.
Yeah, so it's mm-hmm. a small church, right?
Yeah,
yeah, it's a small church. Mm-hmm. They were up in Green Bay and La Crosse and everything else.
They hit Green Bay, maybe hit La Crosse, and that's...
Yeah, yeah.
I've made that tour just in lots of mini, mini separate trips, I suppose.
Okay, but back to Tim Jameson.
So Tim grew up under the tutelage of Father Graving, and he got to witness a lot of these gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, now I have witnessed the gifts of the Holy Spirit through Tim many times. I mean, healings that I would take a lot of time to talk about. So I've seen the power of God work through Tim Jameson in a miraculous way, and so have many other people. And his ministry is pretty extraordinary. And he is a holy man who preaches about living a holy life and letting the fruits of God work through that. And again, there's this area of the miraculous that I never was ever. Never had a sight on, never saw it, and I was always more Germanic in my approach to Catholicism, and Tim has exposed me to some of the more of the charisms. I mean, I told on Leonetti's show this morning, if you need a level of proof of the kind of guy Tim Jameson is, Father Ricardo called Tim Jameson to be his spiritual director. So Father Ricardo is going around the country, and he needs Tim Jameson there to help with what he's doing.
Father John Ricardo, Acts 29, Archdiocese of Detroit.
So now he's kind of flying around the country with Father Ricardo, doing healing ministry to priests and bishops and people. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And he's just a guy here. There's a father four in Des Moines.
Yeah. I mean, we think of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5. You know, I'll be confirming at All Saints tonight, St. John Basilica on Sunday, and St. Patrick and Perry. It is the season.
It is the season.
And, you know, I mean, I try to be more of a dialogue when I meet with the young people and, you know, not click off the seven gifts, but I do ask them. Mm-hmm. But then they also start manifesting other human qualities. But there are also these kind of charismatic gifts that Jesus points to, of the power to heal, the power to deal with deadly serpents, or you know, those things that would otherwise be life-threatening for us, but only with those who truly have been anointed in this way. And so Tim doesn't come to me as the bishop and say, you know, I want your authorization and mandate, but he's not, you know, kind of a rogue, you know, entrepreneur in the spiritual life either, trying to cultivate a whole group, bunch of groupies either. You know?
I think that's why he's so authentic. You know, He actually didn't want to do this because he had kids in high school. He didn't want to be seen as this weird guy. And so he
he had these gifts.
Well, that's a given, though, for any, you know, high schoolers, their dad's a weird guy, no matter what, right? No matter what.
So, and so he always held it kind of, you know, put a basketball, put the lampshade over the lamp, and he did that. And now he's kind of, he's freeing himself to do it. And I think that's why he's so authentic, is because he does that, and he always brings priests with him. So he's always doing, and he sends him right to confession. So he knows he doesn't have this, and he also understands that, like, exorcisms, he can't do an exorcism. He knows that. Mm-hmm. And so he does everything within the confines of the Catholic Church, and it's just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. And also, I think it inspires the laity to say, listen, we need to be striving for holiness as much as anyone else does. And he lives that vocational call of the laity to live authentically holy lives.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, as you say, his humility, and he's a man of the church, and so ultimately, let's do what the church does. Mm-hmm. The Eucharist, the Sacrament of Reconciliation, yeah. Prayer, Mary, obviously, in this month of May, mm-hmm. and, you know, the Pentecost, wherever Mary is, the Holy Spirit is surrounding her in this way, too. But and so, do you kind of give him carte blanche to speak about whatever he wants to speak, or does he, is he one to script it, or is he just going to get up there and let her loose?
So when I talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Bishop, he does this a lot, and he doesn't plan a word. He goes, I literally go up there. I talked to him the other day. I'm like, hey, I'm going to introduce you. What are you going to talk about? The Holy Spirit will tell me what to say when I'm up there. I wish I had that gift, because he will show up there. Obviously, he's going to talk about the power of God in today's world. But he doesn't know what's going to come out of his mouth. And I'm not even kidding. He'll get up there, and he'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will go. And that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
So I wish I had more information for you on that.
He's not going to be talking about Iowa Cubs and other things like that. No. He's going to be talking about the, you know, the things that are above.
Yeah. And again, he'll be talking about the Pentecost living today. And the fact that this happened randomly, you know, within 24 hours, the season of Pentecost and him talking, it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty dynamic duo that we've got, you know, and
don't forget the bishop.
Congratulations! Well, you know, that'll be much more, you know, kind of vanilla. You know, we won't be looking for fireworks, but no, each in our own way. So, if you'll stick with us, we're going to take a little pause here.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson on Iowa Catholic Radio and the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Making It Personal is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry, including the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. Sarahs strive to accomplish their mission through prayer, fellowship, and service to the bishop, priests, sisters, and all in religious formation, and in doing so to increase their own holiness. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org. Thank you, Sarahs, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Lee and Eddie in the Morning provided by Bell Construction.
Bell Construction is a roofing company. They specialize in residential re-roofs, like commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494. Bell Construction.
Welcome back with Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. We are back with Joe Stakovis talking about tomorrow morning's Iowa Catholic Men's Conference.
So thank you. So Mass at 7:30, then the two talks, a little break, but time just for fraternity and socializing as well. You know, I went to the Iowa State track meet yesterday late afternoon. You know, I talk about being a dinosaur. I was going to plunk down my money. No, you got to use the QR code and, you know, pay for it that way. You know, you have to do that. So I finally got in. But so the one-on-one invitation, which is always the best way of evangelization, right? The personal invitation. But let's talk about the mechanics. Can one pay now for tickets, or how much is this going to cost people?
So, yeah. iowacatholicradio.com/events. You can sign up there. It's $20 to sign up. We would encourage you to do that today if possible. Give us a little bit of idea as we're setting the room up tonight. You know, there's a difference between the men's conference and the women's conference. The women's tend to be closer to the number that RSVP. The men, we've got a larger buffer that we've got to make because they tend to show up, which is good. It's good. We prefer them to RSVP, but that's fine.
Oh, men, you should just be glad I'm here. Right? You know, hopefully the clergy aren't too that way, but that can happen.
So you can show up. You can show up. We welcome you to show up tomorrow. And again, I always say, come in, if you can only make it for an hour, your $20 goes to a good cause. Don't worry about the money. come for any amount of time you can make it. If you could only make it for Mass, that's still worth your time. If you can make it just for Gary Dolphin or just for Tim Jameson, you got to just come. Obviously, we'd love to have you there from Mass at 7:30 all the way until we'll get you out before noon. It'll be about 11:45. We'll get you out of there. But yeah, we purposely have time for fellowship. We think that's important. We'll have that in between Mass and the first talk, and in between the two talks, time to gather, and talk. And again, I think especially after we're coming out of this pandemic time, I think we all realize how important interpersonal communications are, and so we're going to give time for people to do that.
Okay, and there'll be some vendors things, offering some materials maybe for enrichment.
Yep, we'll have vendors as well. There is food, so there's coffee and food and stuff that will be available, I believe, for free. We're paying for it. And so, but again, there's no full meal, no lunch or anything like that. It's kind of stripped down. We wanted to make sure you're there. You got Mass, you got two good speakers, and we're getting you out. Very intentional on that.
Okay, so people can either go and mow their lawns or, catch the PJ.
It's
going to
rain. You don't want to mow your lawn. It'll be too wet. Don't mow your lawn. Not necessary at this current juncture.
Do you do follow-up? I mean, when people register, I mean, that's we can get kind of wary if people get our data, but is there a positive way in which, people, we can begin to network and, build up small community and the diocese?
Bishop, you are preaching the vision of what this would like to become. So I have, unfortunately, last year COVID killed it because that was kind of the game plan last year was to get small groups and do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And our conference last year, people forgot we had one because of COVID. Everyone, 2020, we had it in like mid-February, late February, and then this thing blows up. So as we're getting the gears going on starting this small group, because that's a big thing of you talk about authentic masculinity, being in community with other men who are having the same fight. I mean, being a husband, being a father, whatever those things are, guys, ministry, I mean, priest ministry, right? So the priests have their own. I know the priests do a good job of this. They all get together in groups and talk about what it's like to be a priest.
25 years for me in my priest prayer group.
Same
it's just
group.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
We brought in some young guys who are just a great addition for us and really enliven us in a new way. But you're right.
So I think that we really need that band of brothers. And it's a huge part of what I believe this needs to look like. And so we're working on it. We had it kind of set up.
That wasn't
last
a mandate.
Year.
That wasn't to put a yoke on you.
No,
or anything,
but I'm glad that we're on the same page of the importance of it.
Well, excellent. And, I think it'll be a spirit moment for us as well. There's an event in August I think you want to kind of talk up a little bit here.
Thank you. Yes, yes. So Deacon Mark Campbell has had the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through the consecration of St. Joseph, this year of St. Joseph. If you haven't done the consecration of St. Joseph, we're going to get it launched here as a group, as a diocese, hopefully. I mean, as an Iowa Catholic Radio listening audience, to do the consecration of St. Joseph in the year of St. Joseph and have a big celebration on August 21st, right? That's what I got the date right. It's Saturday, August 21st, and we're planning a big celebration to do that. And so mark your calendars. We'll obviously be getting a lot more information out about that as the time comes, but we really want to have a big celebration. This year of St. Joseph, we don't want to let it go by without doing something big, and so Deacon Mark Campbell is working on that.
So that's available for men and women.
Everyone.
All right. But tomorrow, Catholic Men's Conference. So thank you, Joe Stoppel.
That's right. Yeah. This has been another edition of Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. Thank you to our guests and our listeners. Have a good day.
You can hear Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson every week on Iowa Catholic Radio and iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Making It Personal is provided by Serra Vocations Ministry. Learn more at joinserra.org.